This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public comments needed for public hearing on WIP Panel 8. The Department of Energy, DOE, has raised the height of the Underground Waste Disposal Panel 8 from 13 feet to 16 feet at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP in violation of the permit. DOE also did not inform the New Mexico Environment Department of that change, another violation of the permit. DOE is now asking the Environment Department to ignore the permit violations and approve the increased height and to adjust the potential volatile organic compounds, VOCs, that workers may be exposed to. This is the fourth permit modification request with opportunity for public comment this year. If you have been keeping track, the requests have been for the construction and operation of a new shaft number 5 and associated drifts, operation of a new salt cell number 5 and salt storage pond number 5, construction and use of new panels 11 and 12, and now the panel 8 VOC room-based limits. Last month, the Environment Department Secretary approved new shaft number 5, which Decision Southwest Research and Information Center and Cynthia Wheeler have appealed to the New Mexico Court of Appeals. Excavation of Panel 8 began in December 2013. At that time, the ceiling was mined to 13 feet high, as the permit requires. Panel 8 excavation was halted when on February 14, 2014, one or more drums of radioactive and hazardous waste exploded and contaminated the underground and the exhaust shaft. When Panel 8 excavation resumed in 2018, the room height was increased to 16 feet, but there was no notice of the change to the Environment Department, another violation of the permit. Mining of Panel 8 has been completed, and DOE plans to begin disposing of waste next spring. This means DOE is rushing to obtain Environment Department approval. As part of its plans to expand WIP and keep it open until 2080, DOE submitted a Class 2 permit modification request to the Environment Department to authorize changes in Panel 8 to account for the increased ceiling height and adjust the VOC limits. A Class 2 request may be approved by the Environment Department following a public comment period which ends on December 20th. Because of the permit violations and significant public concerns about WIP expansion, CCNS and colleague non-governmental organizations believe the request should be denied or subject to a public hearing. CCNS prepared a sample public comment letter you can use to show significant public concern about the DOE's permit modification request. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the sample comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Be sure to listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.